The Redwood Coast Energy Authority, also known as RCEA, is looking at multiple options and pathways to solve current budgetary issues. As reported previously, the Energy Authority had to raise electrical generation rates this year, making their generation rates more expensive than PG&E for the first time. Traditionally, customers have chosen the RCEA over PG&E due to automatically being opted in as a new customer, potentially better rates, and because RCEA delivers 100% renewable power to the electrical grid. All customers currently have the choice to opt out fully and only receive PG&E services. The Redwood Coast Energy Authority August 27th board meeting included a discussion of a potential move to municipalization that would likely entail the Energy Authority taking on more of the current role PG&E serves in the region. Currently, RCEA is a community choice aggregator who only generates power to supply PG&E's private grid. Richard Engel, Director of Power Resources for RCEA, spoke on current challenges of being a community choice aggregator, aka a CCA model.
We all know from what we've talked about in past meetings that investor-owned utilities just really continue to make it hard for the CCA model to succeed, and especially with the PCIA have been really threatening our financial viability.
Richard Engel, Director of Power Resources for the Redwood Coast Energy Authority, then detailed different community power options and different ways of operating that the RCEA could consider.
So there are several different varieties of public power. There's the CCAs like us. As you know, we only handle the generation end. We don't own the poles and the wires. And participation is opt-out, which largely explains why we have such very high participation rates. There's one kind of special case that I'll mention, which we only just learned about doing this research, which is there is one community aggregator, the city of Cerritos in Southern California. It's different than a CCA. It was created by some special legislation that was around one particular power plant in the cities adjacent to it. They also do not own the poles and wires. They're different from us in that it's opt-in participation. So you have to choose to be in it. And when they first started, they weren't offering residential service. They were only offering service to certain commercial customers. Our understanding is that they're now expanding that to include residential customers as well. And then there's all these other varieties of public power where they do own the poles and the wires. So they're more, you know, full service utilities. Municipal utilities, aka POUs or publicly owned utilities, are a single city like Palo Alto, where I used to work, or Redding. You know, we lost one of our employees a while back to the Redding Municipal Utility. There's municipal utility districts, and a lot of these, you know, can municipal utility districts and public utility districts are not necessarily just electricity. They can provide other utility services. I grew up in the East Bay. East Bay MUD, East Bay Municipal Utility District, is one of the larger examples of this in California. Typically includes at least one city, but can have other jurisdictions like unincorporated areas served by it. East Bay MUD is a water utility. Then there's public utility districts. Trinity is an example of this that's providing electricity. This is multiple jurisdictions and generally does not include incorporated cities, although it could, but it's not a necessary ingredient for that model. And then there's rural electric cooperatives, of which there are, I think, more than 900 in the United States, but here in California, only three of them exist.
Municipalization is no easy task, and much of the presentation focused on the difficulty of the Redwood Coast Energy Authority converting from a community choice aggregator to a model that gives the authority more control over how its power is distributed. As the presentation noted, less than 10% of attempts to convert CCAs to municipal power systems have been successful. Discussion by the Redwood Coast Energy Authority Board after the presentation presented doubts on feasibility of full municipalization, but multiple board members liked the idea of a partial transition. That included the possibility of a municipal utility district in denser population zones around Humboldt Bay and an electrical co-op in rural areas, which would be member-owned. Here's some comments on the idea of a split urban versus rural proposal from the RCEA board.
reference what you're talking about, the rural versus the urban, and I would say you would definitely want a hybridized version. I mean, if PG&E could get out of serving rural communities, it would do that. And that should tell you something about maybe why you would maybe want to do it or not do it. They serve those communities at a loss. And so just like we as the county, you know, the further away we get from our more dense populations, the more a road costs per capita, you know, and the equation becomes upside down pretty fast. And so focusing on your city boundaries is probably your best bet, and probably even politically your best bet too.
It's so daunting, but I appreciate the look into it, you know. I think exploring something more like a regional, you know, I mean, it's like from Marin to Delaware County, you know, so there's more purchasing power, more money. A little old Humboldt County probably can't do it, but I think I agree with the urban and then like a rural co-op. If we were to explore it more, a lot less lines here and a lot less fire hazard.
While municipalization and potential changes to how the Redwood Coast Energy Authority operates are years away, conversations are beginning now to attempt to deal with future issues and to ensure financial stability for the authority. Any restructuring that could save RCEA customers from paying consistent fees to PG&E via the current power charge indifference adjustment on each monthly bill, a charge to represent the cost of PG&E maintaining current electrical grid infrastructure, could represent significant savings. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.